You're listening to WKUF LP Flint, 94.3 FM. My name is J.L. Massimino, host of the J.L. Massimino Show, and WKUF is celebrating the 25th anniversary of Oasis's album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, released October 2nd, 1995, in the UK and the US. Following the UK's success of their debut, Definitely Maybe, Oasis convened in the spring of 1995 in Wales to record the follow-up. What they ended up with won the Brit Award for Best British Album in 1996, took them from crossover indie act to worldwide rock stars, and ignited a feud between themselves and the band Blur. It also turned the brothers Gallagher, singer Liam, and songwriter Noel into a tabloid sensation, as their brotherly bickering entertained onlookers at concerts and other events. Strip all of that noise away, and what you have is a great record. I vividly remember buying this album while Champagne Supernova was all over radio and MTV on June 3rd, 1996 at the Meyer in Lapeer. I can't count how many times I've listened to this CD, but it is one of my all-time favorites. If you've never heard it in its entirety, or if you just haven't listened in a while, I'm excited for us to listen to it together. First up is a great title to kick off an album, the song Hello.
The sun don't shine. today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to WKUF's 25th anniversary presentation of What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis, released October 2nd, 1995. Track 2 on the album is Roll With It, which was the second single from the album released in the UK. It didn't chart in the US, but the last song you heard certainly did. Wonderwall became a worldwide smash, hitting the top 10 in 6 countries and reaching number 1 on the alternative chart here in the US. It also reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. It's become somewhat of a standard throughout the world, being covered by multiple artists including Ryan Adams and Paul Anka. I've had a few instances of hearing that song come on at a concert or in a bar, and the entire crowd starts singing it, one of those communal moments where everyone can agree on a song. The next song on the album did okay as a single, though it didn't reach the heights of Wonderwall. It's notable for being sung by songwriter Noel Gallagher instead of his brother, Liam. Here's Don't Look Back in Anger.
Don't you know you're mine?
Sally.
You're in the middle of WKUF's 25th anniversary presentation of What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis, released October 2nd, 1995. I'm JL, host of the JL Massimino Show, and you just heard one of my favorite songs from the album, track 5, Hey Now. Track 7 is the first single release from the album, Some Might Say. It's notable for being the only song on the album with the band's original drummer, Tony McCarroll. He was replaced early on in the recording of the album with Alan White from the band Star Club. However, the band's record label, Creation, didn't want the song re-recorded for the album and convinced the rest of the band to keep the original recording in place. Before you hear that, though, you'll hear one of two untitled tracks on the album, both of which were excerpts from an instrumental the band recorded called The Swamp Song. It was eventually released in full as a B-side on the Wonderwall single. Here's track 6. Listening to WKUF's 25th anniversary presentation of What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis, released October 2nd, 1995. You just heard the song Cast No Shadow, and now we're getting into the final set of music from this epic album. The next four tracks showcase the diverse sounds that were included in the Britpop genre. Track 10 on the album is the shortened title track, Morning Glory. A music video is made for it even though no physical single was released, and I can remember desperately trying to watch it on MTV's primitive website with dial-up internet. Another untitled track follows that, but first we have to play the most Beatlesque song on the album. Oasis were frequently, though in hindsight prematurely, compared to the Beatles in the press. The Gallagher brothers seemed to welcome the comparison and claimed that they would be bigger. For a while, it did seem possible in the UK. During the summer of 1996, they played to 250,000 people over two nights at Knebworth House, a show for which 2.5 million people applied for tickets. It is still one of the highest attended concerts in UK history. Here's track 9 from the album, She's Electric. We'll be right back.
She's in a family full of eccentrics. She's done things I've never expected, and I need more time. She's got a sister, and God only knows how I've missed her. And on the palm of her hand is a blister, and I need. many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Up the dawn and ask her why. A dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
Champagne supernova, a champagne supernova.
If you're just tuning in, we are wrapping up WKUF's 25th anniversary presentation of What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis, released October 2nd, 1995. The final track on the album is Champagne Supernova, a 7.5-minute track that was edited down to 5 minutes for radio play. It was a huge hit in the U.S., reaching number one on the alternative chart and getting massive airplay on MTV. It also reached number 20 on the Billboard Hot 100 airplay chart. I still get chills when I hear that one. And that's it. I'm glad you could join me in listening to What's the Story Morning Glory in full. It's still one of my favorite albums, and I was glad that we had a 25th anniversary as an excuse to play it. I have a show of my own every week on WKUF, the JL Massimino Show. It's on every Wednesday night, 9 to 11 p.m. Since we have a bit of time left in the hour, I wanted to play one of the many B-sides that were released with this album's singles. Step Out was originally supposed to slot on the album between Some Might Say and Cast No Shadow. However, it was so similar to Stevie Wonder's Uptight, Everything's Alright that the record label removed it from the final track listing. It was eventually released as a B-side to Don't Look Back in Anger, giving Stevie Wonder, Henry Cosby, and Sylvia Moy songwriting credit. Thanks again for listening. Here's Step Out by Oasis.